VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. A federal district judge on Tuesday sternly rebuked President Trump's first national security advisor, retired Army Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, for lying to investigators about his contacts with Russia in the weeks before Trump assumed power in early 2017, but delayed his sentencing. Flynn admitted to Sullivan, "I was aware that it was a crime to lie to interrogators," when they asked him about his discussions with Russia's then ambassador to Washington. The White House is not changing its stance on Flynn despite his admissions to lying to the FBI. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Before Flynn's court appearance, the president tweeted good luck to his former national security advisor.
It's perfectly acceptable for the president to make a positive comment about somebody while we wait to see what the court's determination is.
Reporters here asked Sarah Sanders if Flynn's misdeeds reflect poorly on the man who hired him.
Maybe he did do those things, but that doesn't have anything to do with the president directly.
Sanders repeated her allegation that the FBI ambushed Flynn in the interview where he admitted lying to agents, though Flynn told a judge this morning he knew what he did was illegal.
Under pressure from a New York State lawsuit, the president's charitable foundation is closing down. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
The Trump Foundation has reached an agreement to dissolve and to distribute its remaining assets to other nonprofits. New York State filed suit against the foundation last spring, accusing it of operating like an extension of the Trump business and presidential campaign. That lawsuit continues. Acting Attorney General Barbara Underwood is seeking millions of dollars in penalties. She also wants an order barring Trump and his eldest children from running any other charity. Lawyers for the foundation say its infractions were minor and that the Trumps wanted to shut down the enterprise anyway.
This is VOA News. Yemen's key port city of Hodeida was calm Tuesday morning, hours after a UN-mediated ceasefire went into effect between government-allied forces and the country's rebels. Yemen's four-year-long conflict pits the internationally recognized government, backed by a Saudi-led coalition, against Shiite rebels known as Houthis. Japan released details on Tuesday of a five-year plan to boost defense spending in order to try to counter potential threats from China and North Korea. Included in the plan, the purchasing of dozens of U.S.-built fighter jets. The plan estimated to cost about $242 billion. The outgoing U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, urged the Palestinians on Tuesday to accept a peace deal, saying they have more to gain than Israel. VOA's UN correspondent Margaret Bashir reports.
In her final appearance at the monthly Security Council meeting on the Middle East, Haley urged the parties to focus on the parts of the plan that they like and push negotiations ahead. She added that the final decisions could only be made by the parties themselves, and they will have to decide what sacrifices they are willing to make. It has been a difficult year for the Israelis and Palestinians, with tensions pushing them to the brink of war. In recent days, both sides have seen casualties from an increase in terrorist attacks, clashes, and violence in the West Bank, and security measures and search operations in response from the Israeli side. The UN has called for common restraint.
A Vatican committee says the church's credibility is at risk over sex abuse. Associated Press correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
Organizers of a Vatican summit on sex abuse prevention warn that the credibility of the Catholic Church is in jeopardy over the abuse scandal. They're urging participants to meet with victims to hear their pain firsthand. In a letter to bishops' conferences worldwide, organizers said the church must develop a comprehensive and communal response to the crisis. Pope Francis invited church leaders to the February summit to respond to the latest eruption of the scandal, focusing on responsibility, accountability, and transparency.
The Trump administration is moving to ban bump stocks, which allow semi-automatic weapons to fire rapidly, just like their automatic firearms. A senior Justice Department official said Tuesday that bump stocks will be banned under the federal law that prohibits machine guns. It will take effect, the ban, that is, in late March. After that, it will be illegal to possess bump stocks. Those devices became a focal point in the national gun control debate after they were used in October 2017 in the deadliest mass shooting in modern American history. 58 people were killed at a music concert in Las Vegas. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.